Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting second. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Smith scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Patek steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. Otis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Splitterf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Schall reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Josephson scores. Siebert moves to third. Griffin moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive beyond third. Petrocelli can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough strikes out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ted Savage pinch hits for Al Fitzmaurice. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savage moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Savage steals third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savage scores. Patek moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Patek scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas strikes out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Harrison moves to second. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harrison scores. Keough moves to third. May moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Jim York. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.